Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Giants were off yesterday. I wish the Jets were off yesterday. What the hell was that, BT?
That was a tough one. That was one of the few games where the Jets really they didn't have a whole lot. The Bills game was like that. The Dallas game was like that. Those are pretty much the only two where it was really, really ugly. I mean, you know, Brady Cook is out there. I don't know what you really expect here. And the Jets, I mean, the Jets don't have a lot of talent on defense. I think we know that. You know, there were a couple of plays. I'm not going to waste much time on this. The Tua backwards pass, the pick six the Jets almost had, the near interception at midfield. There were a couple of plays where it could have made it a little bit tighter. Funny thing, though, I actually see it a little different than most Jet fans do. I really do. The general consensus is, and Aaron said this himself, I was thoroughly outcoached. I wasn't ready. My bad. I like him taking ownership. I don't fully agree because he's trotting out a bunch of B-level players at this point. But I think if the Jets weren't at least engaged and kind of locked in from a morale point of view, you fall behind 21-0 in the first quarter, 8-9 minutes into the game, you're losing that game 40-3. Now, ultimately, at least previous Jet teams would have. Now, they still got waxed, obviously, by the final score, and some of the statistics were absolutely gross. Like, I think the Jets had 2 first downs at the half. Miami had 14. No, it was gross.
Unwatchable football.
Unwatchable for sure. What I'm saying is, like, I'm looking for something a little deeper because there's really nothing from the result of the game to tap into to say, I believe in this, 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 or that, like tangible football stuff. I saw a little effort, just to kind of try to hang around. What does that do? Doesn't do much, but I just didn't see a team quit, and I've seen a lot of other Jet teams quit.
I saw a quarterback in Brady Cook who is not the, like, there was some thought that, oh, let's see Brady Cook at the end of the year and maybe see what he could do. He is firing darts with no touch or accuracy all over the place yesterday. That was a big strike one. Again, not that he was going to be the answer, but some people thought, hey, let's see what Brady Cook could do. Well, I've seen enough already.
That's it, one and done?
Oh my God.
I can't say that. They dropped a lot of passes. Mitchell, hold on to them. Mitchell, Mechie, whatever. Even Taylor dropped one. Like, they dropped some pretty good throws. He made mistakes. He also didn't know he was going to start this week. I really hope that Tyrod's out. I want to see him get a week of reps and at least make my final. Like, I can't say that after one game.
Strong arm, just no touch.
He does have a good arm.
Yeah, no touch whatsoever. He's firing bullets all over the field. That was the other part of it. These receivers, they stink. I don't want to hear about A.D. Mitchell and, oh, he could be great in the number. He stinks. Whether it's the route running, the hands, oh, my God.
He dropped some passes he should have had.
Dude,
yesterday was a step back for him.
Are you an NFL receiver or what?
Coming off the game he had prior.
Yes.
That was a disappointing step back. I don't disagree. I was very disappointed the way he looked here. Listen, I at least want to see, if Tyrod gets back and he's fine, okay, great. But I almost prefer Tyrod because we'll get a better answer. I do want to see a game or two, and I know he's eligible to come off IR. I at least want to see Garrett Wilson, Mitchell, Michi, Taylor, Hall, pretty good old line. I at least want to see.
Well, with Garrett,
Garrett Wilson, what it could look like when everybody else is slotted back into where they really should be. Now, that's just the takeaway for the Jets game. It is what it is. What really matters is what happened to Daniel Jones and that Achilles, which sucks for him. I think he's a high character. We all do. It didn't work out well here for him, but it's a good dude, and he's always banged up, and he's done.
Was it the same leg that he...
I thought it was the other one. I thought it was the other one, too.
I was just confirming that.
Left knee, right Achilles, I'm pretty sure is the way it was. And he knew right away, and he's done for the year. At brutal. But here's what's happening. And listen, nobody felt sorry for the Jets when Aaron Rodgers, when his Achilles shriveled up like a lampshade going back a few years ago, opening night against the Bills. And I just say that because I want to put some good energy out there for good people. And Daniel Jones is a good guy and a good competitor. Like, the guy plays hard. And you can see the way he's smashing his helmet. He's distraught.
This could be the career end. What do you mean?
That's not going to be a career end. Kirk Cousins came back. Well, that's different. Meaning
this was Daniel Jones went from being the MVP of the league the first, 8 weeks, however long it was.
He was up there.
And then slow decline. Even before that injury, he threw a horrible pick.
Yes, he did.
So, and the Colts have been regressing in the last few weeks, looking like Daniel Jones again. And now this on top of it. I think whatever momentum and shine he had of being a franchise quarterback, which it was clearly headed in that direction.
They were going to give him a long-term deal.
Yeah, or the Vikings reportedly maybe being interested in going back to Daniel Jones. And then this now is going to torpedo all of that.
Okay, I thought you meant, he's not going to get back and be able to play football at all, just in terms from a functionality point of view, which I would disagree with. But now that I know what you mean, I probably do agree with that. But here's what matters from the Jets. Now, I've been on this for a while because I haven't had a lot to be on here with the Jets. They at one point the Colts were 8-2. They're now 8-5. They've got Seattle, they've got the Niners, they've got the Jaguars, they've got the Houston Texans. Seattle's awesome, Niners are terrific, Jaguars are humming, and the Texans, again, as we saw last night, their defense is legit, and they are now legit, and they are winning a lot of games. It has gone from where I thought, all right, even though I was down with it when it happened and I was excited, I'm thinking, maybe it'll be like the 30th pick or 29 or 31, and then it jumps into the mid-20s. Then after yesterday, I'm looking at last week, it was up to 23. At one point yesterday, it was 21. Then when all the games are done, it's up to 18. I got news for everybody. I don't think the Colts win another game. I don't think the Colts make the playoffs. I would bet on the Colts finishing at 8-9. So what this draft pick is going to turn into for the Jets, sadly at the expense of a good competitor in Daniel Jones, is going to be massive.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, WFAN NFL Football, powered by Verizon. Get your local Verizon store today. Brian is calling from Jersey Shore. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. Listen, you just stole my thunder there, BT, with that how that pick is going to be great now, because they might not even win a game, the Colts. But you stole it. I appreciate it. You guys are pros. I just wanted to tell you, I'm really going to miss you guys. I'll leave it at that. Happy holidays. Enjoy it with your family.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you, Brian. It means a lot to you, Brian. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I think you've got to look at it this way, and I get it. Yesterday was one of the rare games. I was fairly, I don't know if despondent is the right word, but I was.
That game was brutal.
I get it. I know. But now, I will be fair. Like, I have been on this mission because I do believe in culture and a little carryover. But now, based on where the Jets are, I am in real time reevaluating, like, do I want them to win any more games? I mean, because the Saints beat the Bucs, that changes, like, where the Jets are and in relation
where
to
is
having
it right
a
now?
Top pick.
Yeah,
if you could, actually, if you could pop it on. I know the
Jets are 7 right now.
Jets are 7. Yeah. The Colts are 18, and that's moving in a favorable direction. The Giants are 1.
Yeah.
I think the Tennessee Titans are 2.
Giants are... Vegas.
2, I'm sorry.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is two right now.
All right, so we got
Titans
the Giants.
Three.
So give. All right, so the Giants won, and the Titans. Let me just pop it. It'll be easier rather than
Giants one, Raiders down. Two.
Yep, yep. I just
Titans
want to have
three,
reference.
Browns four.
Okay, okay,
Eagles
I got.
Five.
It. Here's where it matters. So what teams with the Jets right now at seven are going to take a quarterback if they are in front of the Jets in a position to do so? The Giants will not. The Raiders will. The Titans will not. I mean, I would think that the Browns would, but you never know. I would think that the Saints absolutely would, even though Shuck has shown a little promise, and we know the Commanders will not. So we are looking at it. I don't think the Giants finish with the first overall pick, to be fair, and I think Tennessee might. I think it's going to come down between Vegas and Tennessee for the top overall spot. Jets better pray it's the Titans, because if it's the Vegas Raiders, the Raiders aren't doing business with the Jets because the Raiders are going to want the quarterback as well.
Right, so if it's the Titans, you could trade up and get
yep, yep. And if it is the Giants, which I don't think it will be, then that would even be more favorable than, say, the Saints or the Raiders or maybe even the Browns. Like, the window of possibility is really
tell,
big
though.
For the Jets
but,
here.
But isn't it hard to, like, how do you know? There could be a world, and I understand the love affair with Jackson Dart. Believe me, I get it. But there could be a world. We saw this happen in Arizona, where it was Josh Rosen and Wilkes, they were hired, and boom, all of a sudden they were out. You bring in Kingsbury, and he selects Kyler Murray.
Yeah, but Josh Rosen never looked like Jackson Dart.
I'm just saying.
Not
that's,
even
that,
close.
That's one example. Well, for Tennessee, it could pertain true, even though there were some. You know, Baldy was on with us. He loves Cam Ward, but maybe somebody comes in there, and they redo things, and they have a new guy that wants to get rid of Cam Ward and move on from Cam Ward and have their new head coach or GM select a different quarterback. When you have the number one pick, you just don't know, especially in circumstances where there's going to be a new regime in place.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just don't know the answer. I don't think the Giants are going to take a quarterback, so well, you would think they'd likely trade down.
Listen, I hate to even say this, but it's been said before. Like, unless, God forbid, and I'm truly knocking on wood, unless, God forbid, Dart gets concussed again, they're not taking a quarterback no matter what. He is their guy. That's the reason why I think the Giants' job is appealing. Basically, the only reason at this point, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So I think that is, I would bet exorbitant amounts of money that Dart, if he's healthy, is the starting quarterback next year and going to be really good. But I won't even put it down that far down the road. Giants aren't taking a quarterback. I hear you. Like, well, why not if you get the right group out there in Tennessee?
I'm just saying you don't know.
Well,
we still got several weeks left to go in the NFL season.
I don't know. No, I agree. So I don't know. So all I can do is piece together what I truly believe. I think that there is maybe slightly less chance, because obviously Darts look better than Ward, that the Titans would take another quarterback, but they're not doing it.
Your point
they're
is,
not doing it.
Your point is you want the team with that top pick to be able to trade out of it so the Jets can get
100%.
Up there.
100%. Give me the G-men. Give me the Commanders. They're not going to drop that far. Or give me the Titans.
I mean, you say not that far. They're
the
one
Commanders?
Game off the pace. They're 3-10. They're all tied. There were three teams at 2-11, and then
true.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams at 3-10, including the Jets.
You know what? That's true. And by the way, the Commanders have lost 8 in a row. They've lost 8 straight. The Cardinals have lost 8 straight. So that's true. There's like a couple of teams that we haven't really. Let's face it. When we factored in the top of the draft board this year, it was always, I don't mean when the Giants beat the Chargers and beat Philly. I mean pretty much after that. It was always going to be between the Jets, the Browns, the Titans, and the Raiders. Those were the four teams we all knew stunk and that nothing was going to really change enough to not cement them picking very early. But what's changing here is, you know, now all of a sudden, look at Arizona. As I said, they've lost 5 straight. Murray's banged up. Who knows how they finished? Look at the Commanders. As you point out, I wasn't even thinking about them.
Yeah.
You're right. They've lost 8 straight. They've got the same record as the Jets. Now, conversely, I don't think that this will happen, but two teams that I thought for sure, and the Saints as well, we thought would draft very early. I don't know if I said them. But two teams that I thought for sure would take quarterbacks, the Saints and the Browns. Well, let's just kick that around for 30 seconds. I mean, Sanders made some big plays yesterday. What if Sanders balls out? I'm not a big Shador Sanders believer, but what if he does? That could change it. And what if this kid, Shuck, is not... I mean, I'm not saying I'm hitching my wagon to this kid, but he's not awful.
Right.
And I don't know what they perceive him to be inside their building. So two other variables with two teams I thought for sure were taking QBs.
Your overall point, though, I think where we're getting to is you want the Jets to start losing
I think
games.
I need them to start losing again. I do.
Yeah.
And that's okay that I'm changing my opinion because I think that there's been enough competitive games and enough. That's why I even said, like, I know nobody feels this way. I don't need anybody to agree with me. That's fine. And I'm not going to use the word proud, but I've seen a lot of games where the Jets get smacked in the first quarter, going back 20, 30 years with different coaches and different players, they lose that game 37-3. They get shut out. They lose 40-6. It was 24-10 in the fourth quarter. I know what the final score was. I know the Jets statistically couldn't run the ball. Cook was awful. Taylor got hurt. They had the dropsies. I know. But if they make that pick six at the goal line, which you have to make, it's a one-score game. Not that they're gonna. I'm not saying they're gonna win the game.
You sound like Aaron Glenn.
I'm not saying that.
Yes, you do.
I'm not saying they're gonna win. All I'm saying is I saw some fight. So that's what I needed to see. Now that especially that Mendoza beat the Buckeyes over the weekend.
Yeah, did you watch any of that?
I watched the highlights. I was wrapped up. I did not see the game, but I've been on Mendoza pretty much before anybody. Okay, I watched him with the Oregon.
I watched him at Cal before he transferred. You want him definitively?
That's the guy. There's no doubt he's the guy. He's the guy.
Now it's going to be up to Muji and to see if they think that that's the guy.
That's true.
But
I think he's the guy.
Because I'm still of the belief that I'm not going all in just because they need a quarterback right now. I'm not doing that this year if I don't love the guy. And they may not have their pick. Like you said, maybe the Raiders get number one and they're not trading that pick and they take Mendoza and the Jets can't get their guy. Now are you forcing it for the second level?
No, I'm not. Then I'm punting to 2027 and I'm going to try to get a bridge or do something creative for 2026.
So you want Mendoza?
I do. You know what? I definitely want him. Like, I think he's better than Dante Moore. I like him better than Ty Simpson. I don't even know if those guys are coming out. There's still some variables. You got the combine. What happens when Mendoza, if he plays the Buckeyes again in the playoffs, right? And now, his stats were fairly pedestrian, but the Buckeyes don't give up points to anybody. You look at Ohio State's record, like, I don't even have it in front of me, like the games that they played, like 0 points, 6 points, 3 points, zero. Now, the Big Ten is not an explosive offensive conference like the SEC.
It's incredible what Indiana has been able to do.
God, I mean, he's got the right size, he's got the right attitude, he's got enough wiggle, like, he's not a 5'2", 40 guy, he can run a little bit, he's a leader. Like, if you go to Indiana, it's like you're going to Alabama, or Michigan or the Buckeyes, you go to Indiana and you get, and I know the defense is great too, as is the coach. You're the number one team in the country. You're a little different. I will caveat it with this though. If they had to like really give up a lot of draft capital to trade up to get him, I'm not sure I'm doing that. Like, I really like Mendoza. If the Jets have the first pick, I'm taking him.
What about just waiting? See, to me, it's if you have to love the guy. End of story. This is their one shot to get the right guy. Mm-hmm. So if you don't love him, or if the guy that you do love you can't get, there are two ways to miss out on him or to pass on him. Either you don't really love him, number one. Number two, you do love him. You absolutely love him, but you just can't get him because the teams in front of you aren't going to be willing to trade that pick.
Yep. I would think that there's a third. You can't justify giving up everything to maybe...
No, but if you love them...
To maybe convince one of those teams that initially wouldn't trade with you, maybe change their mind. Like, let's say it's the Browns who get the first overall pick, and we think that they might take a quarterback. I would not do this, but can you give them 3-4 first rounds to change their mind, to first round picks to change their mind to take Mendoza?
Well, if you,
I wouldn't do it, but you could theoretically.
If you loved him, then yes, you should do whatever you can to go get that quarterback.
He's not Andrew Luck. I'm not doing that. Like, I would
okay,
stop
but
short
then,
of that.
Then you don't love him enough. So then you have to look at all your other options. It's not just in the draft.
I agree.
Kyler Murray.
I don't want him.
Okay,
I'm
just saying. I mean, he's going to be a guy that's probably going to be available.
Pass.
Then it's another stopgap year.
Yes.
Until next year's draft. But then what if you're in the same spot next year? You win a little bit more games, but the guy you want is not... You know what I mean?
But then you got 3 first-round picks next year. It's a little bit easier. You could probably retain one of them and still move up.
All right, but at some... I just would try to do the best I can to make sure I get the guy that I want. If I loved Mendoza, I would do all that I could to get him if he were at all available. And if they were like, I'm not so sure, then you make them make that move, and now you're all in on somebody you wanted, as opposed to next year, and it's like... Well, okay, we could trade up and get this guy. We might be able to get this guy. By now, Muji and Glenn have to have some kind of idea of the available quarterbacks, not only this offseason, but projecting ahead to next year, too. Not just talking about in the draft, as far as the available NFL quarterbacks, which guys you could trade for. Either way, they're going to, over the next 2 years, the Jets need to find their franchise quarterback one way or another.
Yes, that part I'm with you. Now, if, you know, we wake up and it's the combine, and the Jets make some crazy trade with whomever's got the first pick, it's probably not what I would do. But if they are that, you know, married to whatever convictions they have about Mendoza or somebody else, then I'd say, you know what? Muji, to me, has shown enough aptitude as a young general manager. I'd be like, okay, I like it. This is the player you want. You're fully married to that. You're not half-stepping it. It's not a reckless Hail Mary to me, because the Jets have been very buttoned up in their trades. What I'm talking about with Muji, mm-hmm. not so much on the field, certainly yesterday. And I would give them the latitude to figure that out. Like, I wouldn't crush them. Even if they dipped into the 2027 picks. Now, you're not giving up five. If they did that, then I'd crush them. But if they did that, I'd say they know who they want. And I kind of believe in Muji. So I would say go get him. I hope it's the right move, and I hope it works out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.